grain futures took a step higher Monday, pressuring feeder cattle. U.S. beef exports ended last year on a stout note. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 9th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on very light demand in the Western Corn Belt through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, trade was at a standstill. Regionally, prices last week were mainly $1 to $2 higher on a live basis at $114 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, mostly $114 in Nebraska, and at $112 to $114 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was steady to $2 higher at $178 to $180. The 5-area direct steer price was $113.64 a hundredweight last week on a live basis, which was a dollar more than the previous week. The average steer price in the beef of $179.26 was $1.70 higher. Live cattle futures mostly edged higher Monday, helped along by the higher cash prices and prospects of higher money this week as the coldest temperatures of the year likely erode cattle performance. Live cattle futures closed an average of 18 cents higher, except for 15 cents and 10 cents lower at either end of the board. Feeder cattle futures closed lower beneath the weight of grain futures, which likely got a boost from positioning ahead of Tuesday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.29 lower, from 72 cents lower toward the front to $2.15 lower at the back. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.62 higher Monday afternoon at $236.20 a hundredweight. Select was 18 cents lower at $220.61. Corn futures closed 11 to 15 cents higher through the front three contracts and then mostly 1 to 6 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 14 to 21 cents higher. Overall, calves and feeder cattle sold from $2 a hundredweight lower to $2 higher at auctions in the North Central and South Central regions last week, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices were $1 to $4 higher in the Southeast, though. At the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current, prices were mainly lower. Feeder steers sold steady to $2 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 7,500 head. Steer calves sold mostly $4 to $8 lower. Feeder heifers and calves sold unevenly steady. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers and heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold $2 to $5 lower and then steady at heavier weights. There are 2,928 head on offer. Steers sold unevenly steady at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, while feeder heifers traded steady to $4 lower, except for $8 to $10 higher at 500 to 600 pounds. There are 2,893 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $8 to $10 lower at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing more than 650 sold $4 to $6 lower, with the exception of mostly $1.50 higher at 800 to 850 pounds. Heifers weighing 450 to 500 pounds sold mostly $3 higher, and then mostly $2 to $5 lower at heavier weights. There are 2,394 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Monday with support from resurgent energy prices and optimism about the vaccination rollout getting the economy reopened sooner than later. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil futures on the CME were $1.08 to $1.15 higher through the front six contracts on Monday. That's a little more than $5 higher week to week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 237 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 28 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 131 points. Although U.S. beef exports were 5% lower last year in volume at 1.25 million metric tons and 5% lower in value at $7.65 billion, They finished 2020 with a near-record December, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. December beef exports were 8% more year-over-year and the most in nearly 10 years. Export value in December was $744 million, up 9% from a year earlier, and the second highest total on record, helped along by strong retail and holiday demand. Also of note, beef exports to China were record large last year, and a new volume record was achieved in Taiwan. According to Dan Hallstrom, U.S. MEF President and CEO, consumers across the world responded to the COVID-19 pandemic by seeking high-quality products they could enjoy at home, and U.S. beef and pork definitely met that need. He adds that we expect these retail and home delivery demand trends to continue, even as sit-down restaurant dining recovers, creating robust opportunities for U.S. red meat export growth. Beef export value per head of fed slaughter was $349.19 in December, up 9% year-over-year and the highest level since April. For the year, beef export value per head of fed slaughter was down 2% at $302.31. Also, U.S. pork exports reached nearly 3 million metric tons last year, topping the 2019 record by 11%. Pork export value last year climbed 11% to a record $7.71 billion. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 9th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.